I don't know about you, but sometimes when people say certain things in parables or riddles, I have to ask them, can you translate that for me in English, please? Anybody come across that? And when I was growing up back in the Caribbean, our older folks used to say all kinds of things that never make no sense to me at the time. You know, things like less is more. What do you mean by less is more? What are you talking about? You know, you lead a horse to the water, you can't force it to drink. So what are you all about? As you get older, you realize what the meanings are. And people use these little phrases to express their opinion or make a statement of wisdom not to offend somebody else. Also, as Christians, we need to be aware of the voices and the things we receive from others, because not everyone has their own interests or your own interests at heart. Do you ever wonder why it's often so hard to become a Christian or to follow Jesus? Especially in this day and age. On the way here this morning, I was listening to Premier Gospel, and I was turning to my wife and I said to her, what kind of nonsense am I hearing here today? I heard on the radio, we people have to be very careful how we use the Lord's Prayer. Some high profile bishop was saying that we cannot use the word Our Father anymore because it may offend other people. Really? When I first came to United Kingdom, I could have swore blind somebody told me that this is a Christian country. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. And we diluted the gospel and the Lord's Prayer just to satisfy other people's needs. Perhaps, like me, you once had some well-meaning, but some naive person tells you that if you would just give your life to Jesus, all your problems will go away. Only to find out that it's far from reality. I looked around this church this morning. I can see a lot of you here who I know for the fact have or is still dealing with difficulties. Could be trials in your life, or also see someone who are here because of problems. People may not be here this morning because they're going through some sort of physical or mental or experience something worse this morning. That's why they couldn't be here this morning. When we look in the Old Testament, we can see it is the first division of the Christian Bible. It is a collection of books which varies from church to church and dates early than the New Testament. Then came the New Testament, which is the second major division of the Christian Bible. It is also known as the New Law or the New Covenant. In Matthew, the gospel reading we heard this morning, here is Matthew representing Jesus as the king, and part of Jesus' mission was to proclaim the arrival of the kingdom. When we all die, our expectation is to get to heaven. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's our expectation. When Jesus came on the scene and start ministering to his followers, he often told stories. We call them parables that would illustrate an important point. Just like the people back in the olden days, they would tell, say things in parables to illustrate their point. As you know from scripture, that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knew that by telling and engaging in stressing stories, he would draw the crowd to him and communicate difficult or perhaps painful truth in a way they could easily understand, or at least digest as they went on their daily lives. The parables of Jesus are most well-known and well-loved parables in the Bible. The parables of Jesus explain is designed to help people bring Jesus' message into the heart and life. Each parable has a meaning, and that meaning had a context at the time Jesus spoke to them, but they still apply to us today, even now. Why does Jesus speak parables? What's the kingdom of God looks like? Do we become citizens of the kingdom of God just by our achievement? These are questions. Growing up in this Christian world, I hear from fellow Christians. And whether you are a new believer or have been walking this Christian journey with Christ for decades, the parable of Jesus we read in the Bible draw into the promises of the coming kingdom. Jesus told parables with intention that people's lives are challenged, and their behavior and their attitude are changed as a result of hearing the parable and pondering on their meaning. Jesus knew how to get the heart of a story, and he knew that his listeners would strain their ears to hear the compelling conclusion to his message. Similarly, we tend to be able to grasp the spiritual truth and the beauty and the reality of our salvation, but Christ's atoning work on the cross, if we are told a story that paints a parable illustration. What is the kingdom of heaven? Well, I can tell you now, my friends, the kingdom of heaven is all about hearing the word of God, seeking the truth, and growing in the faith. I believe that for many years we have heard about parables found in Matthew chapter 13 that my lovely sister has just read to you. These are parables that read us. How we hear them depends on the condition of our hearts. If we listen well, these stories can and will change us. They teach us about the kingdom, God's kingdom, and identify us as children of that kingdom, showing us how to live into that identity. We've got to be different. I'm very proud to tell everyone around me, even at work and in my little circle, that I am a child of God. I'm very proud of it. And the reason why I'm proud of it is because I know where God has brought me from and where he's taking me to. And I believe every one of you in this church today has a testimony what God has done for you. Somebody say amen. Listening to the key component to receive the parable of Jesus. Jesus has not been saying, those who have eyes read along. What he's saying, everyone who has the ears, they need to listen. As we hear these parables, then we need to be careful not to let them go in one ear and out the other. They need to go deep into our hearts, where they can work on us and change us. Our hearing leads to obedience, and obedience leads to transformation. You may have noticed in these short parables are arranged in pairs. The mustard seed, The east tells of a kingdom that starts very small and grows exponentially large. Both the mustard and the leavening would have some negative association in the minds of Jesus' disciples. These parables urge us to abandon whatever we think is more important in life and focus entirely on what God is doing in the kingdom that is already here, already active. The gospel we proclaim must both deserve the explanation and the label of the treasures. And our life must express the ultimate value that is found only in the Christ we serve. The kingdom of heaven is a promise that the evil will one day be destroyed and the righteous will shine. In the meantime, it is working in us, changing us, calling us to let ourselves be broken open like a seed that dies in order for the plant to grow from it. We look a bit further down in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 52. We can see here that Jesus is giving more parables. Here we have four parables in these verses. And it starts by saying, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the treasure hid in a field. Jesus is the true treasure. In him there is an abundance of all that which is rich and useful and will be portion for us. All fullness of treasures of wisdom and knowledge, of righteousness, grace and peace, these are laid up for us in Christ. And if we have an interest in him, it is all our own. The gospel in the field in which the treasure is hid, it is hid in the word of the gospel, both the Old and the New Testament gospel reading. In the gospel ordinance, it is hid as the milk in the beast, the marrow in the bone, the manna in the dew, the water in the well, the honey in the honeycomb. It is a great thing to discover the treasure hid in this field and the unspeakable the value of it. What do you value the most? How much do you value the kingdom that our expectation needs to be one day? What is the most valuable things in our lives? Is it money? Reputation? Is it comfort? Possession? Family? Or some other treasure that you value so much? Maybe since we are in a church, we can say, of course, God, I value God. Is he really? With all the busyness of life? Jesus revealed the secret of the kingdom to his disciples through these parables. He described a kingdom unlike anything we have ever seen before. He's likened the world in his kingdom to a field full of wheat and weeds, then a mustard seed, then a leaven hidden in the measures of flour. Jesus will use that illustration to teach the spiritual truth that there is nothing on earth as valuable as entering into this kingdom. Beloved, God is long-suffering and not willing that any should perish, but that all should repent. That is why he is so tolerant of sin and sinful men and women at this present time we live today. But a day is coming in which In its period of patience will end and judgment will come. The message Jesus has for his disciples is that being saved from eternal punishment is worth everything we own. They have given up much to follow him. And is it worth it? He wants them to understand this. We love nice things in life. We do. But one day, you have to leave that behind and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is worthy of unceasing worship. It is what he surrounds himself with in heaven and what he desires from us here on earth. He is the King who rules his kingdom through intercession in partnership with his church. And the church is all of us. This is just a building, a place of worship. He's the bridegroom who longs for his bride to encounter in his heart. We exist to respond to these truths by committing to establish the permanent place of night and day of worship in our heart. Let's take our eyes off for a moment on our circumstances we face right now. And look to Jesus today. He will surely come to your aid. We are safely held in his arms of God. Shall we pray? God of immense love and mercy, we come right now and ask you to forgive us when we try to avoid following you. Forgive us when we ignore your call in our lives. Forgive us when our busyness drowns out your still small voice and we still attempt to go out to do our own thing. Forgive us when our actions prevent others from responding to your calling. May these parables that you have said to us in Matthew chapter 13 goes deep within our hearts as we get older, Lord, mature in your spirit, we can understand it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.